The gist. Thoracic outlet syndrome results when nerves, veins, or arteries from the hands, arms, and shoulders are compressed as they pass through the narrow thoracic passageways to the spine. Most TOS patients have neurogenic TOS, or thoracic outlet syndrome, where the nerves get compressed, resulting in pain, numbness, and tingling in the neck, upper chest, shoulder, and arm, which may worsen when the arms are raised. In Peter Rowe's recent study, though, a substantial number of ME/CFS patients with TOS also experienced increased ME/CFS symptoms. 42% of the 154 patients seen with chronic fatigue or ME/CFS and orthostatic intolerance over several years experienced pain when holding their arms over their head. Of that group, virtually everyone developed local symptoms, suggesting that TOS was present. In 41% of that group, TOS exacerbated their ME/CFS symptoms, lightheadedness, overall fatigue, racing heart, cognitive fogginess, and nausea, during a one-minute EAST test as well. And you can see a video link about the EAST test in the text version of the article. A Turkish TOS expert, Dr. Agacev, believes that insufficient blood supply to the brainstem, cerebellum, and back part of the brain could be causing symptoms like dizziness, tinnitus, visual disturbances, and gait problems. When asked by Dr. Rowe, though, why he thought TOS produced ME/CFS symptoms, he said, "Nobody knows. It's possible that the compression could impair blood flows to parts of the brain, and or increased strain on the sympathetic nerves could also activate the sympathetic nervous system." With regard to treatment, Peter Rowe's first step with his ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and thoracic outlet syndrome patients is physical therapy, or PT. If that doesn't work, Botox injections to allow the nerves to pass through with less compression can provide 2 to 3 months of symptom improvement. For the occasional patients who have more severe symptoms, such as grip strength loss or chronic arm pain, first rib resection is the usual surgical approach. Because stress can increase muscle tension in the neck, shoulders, and upper back, tightening the muscles around the thoracic outlet and compressing the nerves and blood vessels, several websites suggest that improving posture may also help. Ketal Larson at MSK Neurology believes that stress, which causes the patient to become very tense, clench, and hyperventilate, can, over time, impair the function of the muscles in this area. People who pec clench, i.e. tighten their chest muscles when stressed, can exacerbate TOS, or thoracic outlet syndrome. Various stretching and strengthening exercises may help, and you can see a link to that in the article, but also here in the gist. Ketal Larson also recommends raising the shoulders slightly in posture and staying there to decompress the thoracic outlet and optimizing diaphragmatic breathing to strengthen the scalene muscles. On that note, a recent review paper highlighted the importance of diaphragmatic breathing or gut breathing in fibromyalgia. And there is a link to that in the gist. Thoracic outlet syndrome joins other anatomical plus disorders such as craniocervical instability, spinal stenosis, and cervical myopathy that can produce or exacerbate ME/CFS and fibromyalgia symptoms that are not typically associated with them. Treating these disorders can, at times, even remove the ME/CFS and FM symptoms entirely. These anatomical areas where nerves and blood vessels bundle together and become vulnerable to compression and irritation are showing up more and more in these diseases. The complex architecture in the neck, in particular, through which the nerves to the brain flow, has become a key focus with doctors, if not yet with researchers. Neuromuscular strain, brachial plexus, craniocervical instability, spinal stenosis, high intracranial pressure, cerebral spinal fluid leaks, and other spinal findings all involve nerves, blood vessels, and the spinal canal that are either in the wrong place, perhaps because of connective tissue failure, or have become damaged enough for movements, sometimes quite small, to cause pain, fatigue, etc. Much of this could be due to mast cell activation damaging the connective tissues. An overview of the Mast Cell Mastermind conference is coming up. Please support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. You can give a one-time donation or give monthly at the yellow links at the end of the gist or after the end of the main article. Thanks for listening.